Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, a chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show, put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
Well, thank you so much, Kirby, and welcome to another edition of our Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. Ron Hayes with you today, and we're very pleased to have a couple of folks from the International Brangus Breeders Association that are a part of the 2023 Cattlemen's Congress here at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. First, we have Jeremy Jackson. Jeremy is a Angus breeder from Northwestern Arkansas and is the current president of the International Brangus Breeders Association. And with us also is Brianna Hicks. She's the president of the Junior Association of the International Brangus Breeders Association here in 2023. Brianna, maybe before we get to with Jeremy, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell, you know, you're actually been going to school at Texas A&M, right?
Yes, sir. I just graduated with my animal science degree. I plan to go back and get my master's in ag leadership, education, and communications. I've grown up in this breed. I love it more than anything. I've been showing Brangus since I was 7 years old and been to every nationals and just grew up here, and I love it.
So tell me a little bit about your cattle operation then.
So my grandparents started it with my uncle, and my mom both showed Brangus, so I've grown up in the Brangus breed. My mom was on the junior board as well, and we've just fallen in love with the breed and more so the people out of anything, and we just... The cattle are really suited for our area and just perform really well down in South Texas. So we've just fallen in love, and the people and leading is where I've kind of fell into is kind of on the junior boards. I've liked to be on the leadership side of things and influence the younger generations.
So good job there. What tell me, as far as you got quite a few young youth, you know, junior exhibitors here at the Cattlemen's Congress this year?
Yes, sir. We had 60 head in the junior show today, and all good things from the junior kids. I've heard from several of ours that this is their by far their favorite show to come to. It's my favorite show to come to as well. It's so laid back and just really exhibitor friendly and just an awesome setting for our cattle.
Great. Well, that's music to our ears, most certainly. We're glad to have all of these breeds coming in. We got about 24 breeds, so y'all are in good company with a lot of other folks. Jeremy, let's talk a bit about your cattle operation. And you're president right now of the International Brangus Association, right?
Yeah, we run a 50-cow registered Brangus and ultra black operation in northwest Arkansas. And we are genetic partners with a company called Gene Plus, and sell bulls and females with that different group of partners.
Tell me a little bit more about that particular partnership.
So there's a group of four or five different ranches that are partners that created that organization, and we're one of the genetic partners that contribute to that. And we sell bulls and females at a place called Chimney Rock outside of Batesville, Arkansas.
Okay. But tell me about the Brangus Association.
So the International Brangus Breeders Association mainly registered cattle in the United States and also in other countries around the world. We do some of that as well. You know, just like any other breed association, where our primary responsibility is the registration of the animals and the function and overseeing of the organization and the herd book.
Brangus is unique, and it has actually been developed in the United States.
Yes, yeah, so we're initially considered a composite breed, you know, a mixing of Angus and Brahman influence. And those genetics have mostly stabilized out throughout the years. We're a standalone breed at this point. We do go back and dip into the well with ultra blacks and ultra reds by crossing either to a red Angus or a black Angus animal, and those ultra blacks and ultra reds have become extremely popular within our breed. A significant amount of our growth at this time is within those two portions of the population because they're more readily acceptable north of the Mason-Dixon line, and they've done very, very well for our association.
The breed initially was obviously developed in the United States, in Louisiana.
Yep, okay. At a USDA research facility in Louisiana is where the development started. And they stabilized the genetics at 3/8 Brahma and 5/8 Angus when they initially did that.
Yeah. With that, they were designing, obviously, cattle that could work well in the southern sections of the United States, right?
Yeah, they were built for that tropical environment on the Gulf Coast and into the southern states. Yes, sir.
With that in mind, what's the breed look like today? What's that animal that you're really striving to produce look like today?
So that animal is very maternal. It is black, totally black-hided, or totally red-hided. And the biggest change, I would say, over the years, you know, we've kept those great maternal traits, those longevity traits within that mama cow. And what we've added in is the carcass value. On the carcass side of this thing, we look significantly different than what we did a long time ago. Over 90% of the cattle that we're doing research with and what we're seeing our customers bring in are grade and choice or better. And that's the biggest strides is, and as we move forward is to continue to maintain that maternal excellence that we have and the phenotype that we have balanced out with the carcass quality that we've been able to accomplish in the last couple of decades.
It was mentioned a while ago that kind of the granddaddy, as far as shows are concerned, for the Brangus breed has been the Houston Stock Show. I guess you've been there a time or two.
Yes, sir. I actually grew up showing Houston every year. We only live about 40 minutes from there where my grandparents live. So that was kind of where I grew up. I actually started showing sheep there when I was like 4 years old in the open show, so that was always fun. And then for the Brangus, we always sell our legacy heifer there, which actually has been graciously donated by Mr. Jeremy Jackson and his family, so we're really excited about that opportunity this year.
So tell me a little bit about the junior program. You've mentioned a little bit, but tell me a little bit more about the junior program.
So our junior program, we are for our national board. Our main show that we plan is our junior nationals. It's a week-long event, usually in late June, early July. We try to move it around from state to state. We typically stay in the south just because that's where a lot of our Brangus are. We raise money throughout the year to put on that, and we also raise money for scholarships as well and a legacy conference that we put on, which is a leadership conference, which we have coming up in April, the 13th through the 16th in Kansas.
So you've got several things going on. You're really trying to develop that youthful base for the Brangus breed, right?
Yes, sir. We're really youth-focused in what we do because the youth is our future, and we won't have it if we don't teach the youth what needs to be happening in this changing world.
Jeremy, we talked a moment ago about ideal Brangus is today. What, you know, how, as you interact with commercial cattle producers, what are they really telling you that they want to see, and how are you able to deliver that?
And what we've always made a living off of in the Brangus business is people come to us and say, we need some maternal instinct back in our cattle. Okay. And more so, that has to be balanced out with having cattle that'll hang on the rail. And that's the direction we pushed, is still trying to maintain those two right now. And we've, you know, with the drought and stuff this year, when we went into this year's budget, we took a significant cut on projections on where we thought we would be between that, and it's amazing that the breed has grown through the drought. We didn't see the losses that a lot of the other cattle have seen around the country. That's the biggest thing that people keep asking us for. We got to have those maternal traits, but we've also got to have cattle that'll hang on the rail, and I think we're accomplishing that in leaps and bounds.
With that in mind, you know, where does Brangus go? In other words, where is that longer term fit for this particular breed?
You know, my part of the country is fescue belt, and we probably don't have the market share that we deserve or need in that part of the country, and we are really, really going to start hammering the fescue belt within the United States. We've got a lot of cattle in Missouri, but we can have a lot more. Tennessee, Kentucky, over into Virginia and those states like that. That's where I see a significant amount of the ultra black and the ultra red cattle and even the Brangus cattle being able to move in and function in those areas. And I see that as our largest area of growth in moving forward.
What does that ultra black, ultra red really deliver or help you? How does it supercharge the breed?
It cleans up that sheath design underneath a little bit and has helped our carcass quality, obviously. Moving forward, and we use that ultra black program as a breed up and ultra red as a breed up program. So the first cross between an Angus and a Brangus is an ultra black one. If you cross back to Brangus again, it's an ultra black or an ultra red two, and then that third cross goes back to a stabilized Brangus genetic. So we've used that as a way to incorporate some of these Angus and red Angus animals back into our herd book and some of these higher quality marbling genetics and carcass genetics. That's how we've taken some of those steps forward.
How have you incorporated and your breeders incorporated EPD technology into what you're able to deliver to those buyers.
It's unbelievable how our breeders have embraced DNA technology. I mean, the shows have went to where you can't show an animal in our breed unless it's parent verified with DNA on file. It's been a big moneymaker for the association going forward, too, because so many people have bought into this. I mean, you can't find people that want to buy an animal that's not parent-verified with DNA. Probably our most popular product's the 30K, but still a lot of people doing 150K with that. I don't know how very many breeds, you know, outside of us and Angus that it's been embraced in the way that it has.
As president of the association, what sort of questions do you get from producers that maybe aren't really too familiar with Brangus? What are they really asking you about the breed as it, you know, today's instead of maybe old stereotypes of 10 or 15 years ago?
Mostly the carcass question. And, you know, they're scared. A lot of the Angus breeders out there, they see those ultra black or ultra red cattle, and they say, how do I make that? What do I got to do to cross to make that? And that's one of my more common questions when I interact with commercial producers and the public. How do I get my cattle to look like that?
Let's kind of wrap up. Brianna, tell me, you know, you were saying that obviously you've just graduated from Texas A&M. What's the plan?
I'm going to go back and get my master's in ag leadership, education, and communications. This breed and really the show industry has pushed me toward just wanting to be able to work with our youth more and develop leaders and create leaders that can go out into the world and kind of educate people in agriculture, as our world is going to need more people to really bring people back to the side of agriculture and the fact that we can't live without it.
I think you'll be able to figure out a way to include some Brangus down the road as you get into adulthood.
Absolutely. I don't want to leave the Brangus breed at all. I really enjoy everything about it.
Jeremy, thank you so much for your time today. You know, as you think about maybe that one message that you'd like to say to a fellow breed, you know, fellow cattle producer, not necessarily in the Brangus breed, but what's your word from the Brangus industry to the rest of the business?
We're here to stay. We can hang on the rail with any breed in the country. And our mama cows are going to be around 12, 15, 16 years old, and there's not very many people that can make those two statements, that we can hang with anybody on the rail and that our cows have the longevity in that fashion.
The longevity's fairly unique, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's very few breeds that can say that, and I don't think there's another breed that can say that and say that they have the carcass quality that we do.
Brangus breeder Jimmy Jackson out of Bentonville, Arkansas, the president of the International Brangus Breeders Association, along with Brianna Hicks out of College Station, recent graduate from Texas A&M, and the current president of the Angus Junior Breeders Association. Joining us today on this edition of Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. Thanks, Brianna. Thank you, Jeremy, for being with us today. And that brings us to a close for these reports from the third Cattlemen's Congress. For Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, I'm Ron Hayes. We'll see you on down the road.